Yes. It is good to feel. Last time as we met, we discussed healing thoughts, and we spoke briefly about healing and giving thanks. I hope, my dear friends, that you have pondered my words. I said to you that we would discuss what each of you felt when you gave thanks instead of the way that you have done thus far. Would anyone like to speak about this?
Yes, I think we feel more confident and we feel more powerful when we give thanks. And we feel that everything is being taken care of. It strengthens our belief.
May I ask you a question? Do you believe that the creative force is like a parent to you all who offers assistance and takes care, as you say, of all things? Is this how you conceive that all-consuming energy?
I think I would say yes to a certain extent.
Yeah, I think that's a way.
It's a simple way to look at it, via our understanding or mine, anyhow.
Does anyone care to differ?
I see the creative force as a comfortable, enfolding thing. A little like resting in the living heaven. It's a nice place to be. And I think it also goes along with seeing ourselves differently as well. In healing or not healing, if that is necessary, an illness, it's like seeing ourselves from afar and seeing not just the physical body, not just the physical body enwrapped in the spirit, but seeing it on a different time scale, which may require the spirit to return to soul, or the spirit to go to the next plane. I think we see ourselves on that extended time scale in respect of any healing, which may not be the best thing.
Yes. I would like to say this to you, my dear friends. We have reached this point in time with what I have told you. I have watched you grow. I have watched your light shine. But we are approaching times when your understanding must be fuller. When I spoke to you of giving thanks, we have stepped forward in all that until now you have understood. Would you agree?
Yes.
I would therefore put these words forward to you. The all-consuming energy you are part of. You may be separate for a short time, but still you are that part of the whole. As part of the whole, you have all knowledge. Therefore, when you give thanks, you are not giving thanks to one separate part. You are giving thanks to that which is within you. Let those words sink in just for one moment.
Because we are a part of the creative.
You are part of the creative force. So in the same way, you have all knowledge. What I am about to say to you is this. You have heard many words, but what I say to you now, my dear friends, is this. As part of the greater force, with all knowledge, you come to these lifetimes not so much to learn what you do not know, but you come, and some of you come many, many times, as you have been told. You come to relive what you already know. That, my dear friends, is the true purpose of life. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yes.
To relive what you already know, because while we're in these physical bodies,
all memory is erased.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the knowing is more of a feeling within, which is a guiding principle.
What I would rather say to you, my dear friends, if you truly were to know yourselves, there would be no need for the continuation of lives that you now have. That is why I said in giving thanks, it is the knowing. It is free from any doubt. It is free from fear.
Yes.
After all, thoughts, deeds are motivated by only two things. Either love or fear.
Mm-hmm.
And we have spoken of this.
a common thing that we see, greed, that is a fear of poverty.
Yes. In any area of human life, you will find any decisions are either made from these two emotions, love or fear. Even deeds that which people see as good are sometimes taken because of fear. Love is freedom. Fear is restricting. Mm-hmm. What I would like you to try to understand is that in knowing yourself, you must be free from all fear. Mm. And you already have that within you.
Yeah.
If you wish to become as one with that creative energy from which we all come, and after all, so many times people say, our thoughts go unanswered. This you know to be not so. The way to have your answers is from within, not by deed, not by word, but by feeling from within. This, my dear friends, is what I would wish for you now, at this stage of your developments, to try to cultivate. That is why, within the silence, you are united as one, and all of your answers will come to you, where all that is known can be released to you. Am I making sense to you, my dear friends? So now, after those words, do you still feel that the creative force acts as a parent to you? What would be your answer now?
Yes, at least a parent, rather more than a parent, I would feel.
I would say, not at all as a parent. A parent restricts, a parent chastises, a parent controls. That is not what you are.
Yes, I was thinking of something more ideal in the way of parents.
Well, we have freedom, we have free will, so.
Yes.
We can make enormous mistakes if we wish.
Yes.
And it's up to us to seek and find the wisdom to go beyond.
That is, you have all knowledge within you.
Yes, so.
That is the difference.
That's the difference. So
you need not go outside of yourself.
You can find it within.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now you are beginning to understand.
Yes.
We must go slowly with these things I tell you, because it has taken us some of your years to reach this point of teaching. If there is anything you do not understand and I am happy to repeat my words. Can you tell me now what anyone else felt when they give thanks instead of asking, which I told you created negative thoughts?
I find I have day to day when I, if I for a moment feel my mind becoming negative, now I quickly give thanks for blessings instead. And I have an instant feeling of positivity. I feel much better, almost instantly. And I stop the negative. I can stop my mind from becoming negative more easily and quickly. But thank you. Thank you. Because I've been writing my blessings, my thank yous for my blessings, I think I'm beginning to program my mind to think more quickly of them every day. So I can stop the negative tendency sometimes more easily.
So you are becoming in control
of my thoughts.
Thinking.
Yes. At last.
Wonderful.
And it's wonderful. It is wonderful for me.
I fear your amusement. Can I but ask one more question of you?
Yes.
When you feel this, in which part do you feel this energy?
I think it affects my whole being. I think it's not just my head, I don't think. I think it's possibly my heart too. But it depends how still I am. If I'm not very still, I don't think I would notice it, you know, especially where it was.
May I ask each one of you in turn to say thank you and to tell the others where you feel the thinking is. You should feel. Can you do this? Try it, my friends, and you will know.
Thank you.
I get that tingle in my stomach.
Yes, that was a blessing. Thank you. Thank you. I think it's the heart.
What about the others?
Thank you. I realise there's so much to say thank you for. It's beautiful.
But when you say those words, thank you,
yeah,
where do you feel that love?
Heart and throat with me.
Would you say it together? Then perhaps you will find that each one of you has the connection.
Thank you. Heart.
The heart and the solar plexus. Because it is the seat of all emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You should feel it each time you give thanks for anything within your life.
It's connecting with the spirit inside of us each time.
It is part of spirit, not connected to it. You are spirit.
Yeah.
Therefore it is part, it is natural for the spirit to give thanks for its existence.
That's, I think, in line with me, that seemed absolutely the right thing to say.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
You are correct. It becomes more that you give thanks for all things.
Mm-hmm.
It is and becomes spirit. You are spirit, and it is unique to the spirit, if I may say,
mm-hmm.
in the sense that it is the correct thing to do whilst clothed in these bodies. It is freedom. It is given in love, which, as I have said a few moments ago, is freedom. Only fear is restrict. Whenever you are faced with choices in your world, stop just for 1 second. And your highest thought will always be the one of love. Do you understand? I know this is new ground for you, but I feel you are ready to expand, to grow, and to know yourself.
You said your highest thought is love. Would that be the thought that comes first?
For now, I will say it is your first thought. We have not spoken about the thought behind the thought as yet. And for now, that is not something I will speak about, but your first thought is normally the thought that is given in love, yes. When you know and recognize the true self, then you will feel within which thoughts are of love and which are of fear. Remember that some thoughts you will convince yourselves are done for the betterment of others or yourself, and in fact they are done from fear. Think about this,
yes,
my dear friends.
Mm-hmm.
Think about your world now. Think about your politics, your scientists, those who are trying to save the earth. Think of those people with their decisions and see for yourselves those which are done from love and those decisions taken through fear. It will help your understanding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think where it becomes difficult, the ego gets a little bit tied up in this. One can see people making very good decisions for the planet, and perhaps writing about it. A little bit of ego seems to have to come into it to get people to read what they've written.
It is because they do not understand who and what they are,
mm-hmm.
and from whence they come.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way as you have been asking for help and healing for others, but in the asking you doubt that it can be done. You see, in the same way, you are fearful for many things because you doubt what the outcome will be. You understand?
Yes,
Father.
It is difficult, I know. It is changing many things which you have been accustomed to feeling and thinking.
Yes, and many writers and many people in the media and in the world at large, think in a cynical way because
they are afraid.
They are afraid and they don't see the bigger picture for themselves or for anyone else.
Yeah, if I can see that the development of the ego can result from a fear of being, say, a non-entity.
Yes, and of feeling.
Yes.
Yes. But, I have the feeling that one can usefully harness just a little bit of ego to help a good thinking process along.
In the physical sense, yes. But only in the physical sense. Yes, of course, I would not wish to take from you any of your life's experiences. But oh, my dear friends, how you suffer needlessly. Yes. I would gather you up and hold you so many times when I see your reactions because of fear. And in the same way that parents stop the exuberance of their children because they are afraid. They might fall, they might do this, they might do that. It is the fear of great creative force has no restrictions. You, as part of that force, know all things, understand all things, but it is entirely up to you, because of free will, to find the true meaning of yourselves. If only I could give to you in just a few words all that you need to know, I would do so. But that is not my pathway for you. My desire for you is that you find yourselves, truly find yourselves, that your understanding becomes so great that there is no need for myself or others who come to teach to tell you these words. I know you might find it difficult, but my dear friends, you are perfect beings, but we all have doubts, do we not?
Mostly about our own abilities.
Yes, which is a negative and fearful thought. Try to take these two words and look at them in your lives now and how they have affected you in times gone by and see if you can change your time that is to come. And then, my dear friends, you would be even brighter stars in this dark, dismal earth of yours. You would be beacons of light that may never be extinct. You have plenty to think about this time, I am sure.
Can I ask a question which may connect with this? A contact I have in the north of our country, named John, is knowledgeable of meditation, and he studies similarly to ourselves. And he asks the question, could he meditate with us when we do so here? He would be far away in the north of our country, but he's wondering if he could link with us meditation. And I wondered if you could advise on that and give any useful pointers.
I would say this to you. The desire to join with us can only be good. I ask only that in the meditative state that he closes down on any connection with others who may come to him. Being without this room allows others to come forward. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. But I'm sure he will understand too.
Under those circumstances, we would be happy for him to join with us.
Thank you. I'll see that he has this transcript.
But he must close down from others who come to him.
Yes.
Whilst I speak, I am sure he will be guided. And I will see to it that he understands the words.
Yes, thank you very much.
It may be also that in his state that he will be able to confirm things to you that until now you have been unaware. But we will speak of that at a later time.
Yes. He's knowledgeable. He has written a book on the spirit communications concerning Jesus.
Yes. But that is why I ask that he make no connection with other people whilst I speak. Do you understand?
Oh, yes, thank you. Yes, that's good advice.
Whilst you are enclosed in this room, whilst I speak, there is a protective ring around you. Perhaps this will be clearer to you. And outside of that protective light, here there always is possibility for others to make communication. But of course, it will be controlled if he so wishes.
That's wonderful to know. Thank you.
Are there more questions before I leave you?
Well, I do have some more questions, if that is in order.
I'm happy to answer if I can.
There is another contact named Paul, who lives on the Welsh island of Anglesey, and I would describe him as an author and a powerful psychic. And he is able to channel the earth, the ancient site guardians. And some of these guardians have had earth life. Some have had life elsewhere. I don't think we've mentioned ancient site guardians, but I'm talking of the ancient sites that are spiritual places, such as the stone circles. I was wondering if you could say anything about the guardians. There is one in particular named Job, whom he channels, who is from Sirius. Are you able to confirm that that is possible?
There are many forms of communication. There are many who communicate through many channels. Let me say this to my friend. There are still within your earth many who protect. This has always been and always will be. While this planet travels through its evolution.
Yes. And I think they look after the ley line energies as one of their
yes.
work.
I can confirm that for you.
Oh, thank you.
This does happen. It is not something I have approached with you, because we have spoken only briefly about angels, elementals, and I would say that these protectors are people of different tell you, my dear friend, that there will come to this gentleman another of the earth protectors, not as yet known to him. You can inform him that he will soon become aware.
Picked up is that, I think we knew that already probably, but the ley line energies are in the process at this present time of being upgraded, and one of the protector's duties is to watch over that upgrading, and I think those energies are, that is one of the energies used in crop circle formation that we've talked about.
It is also the energy used or travel, or mother life forms.
Travel life forms.
Remember, energy comes from one source, but in many shapes and forms. As protectors, our group who are dedicated to the survival and the evolution of these energy lines, always there has been areas on this planet where energy is much strongly felt by others. It is the unseen work that continues. It has continued from the time when this earth was created, and it will continue till the end of this earth's time, which of course, as you understand, there is a time and an end for many things.
It's valuable work as far as we're concerned.
But the earth protectors are not widely known about. And it is not something that teachers speak openly about, because too many people ridicule these things. It is only given to those people who are ready to accept. But I am happy to confirm for you that of course there are.
Yes, well, that's very good to have that confirmed. Thank you very much. I'm sure Paul will be very happy to know that another in contact.
His work is not yet finished.
Yes, it's good news.
You can feel the energy which is here with you. I hope that each of you has been aware that not only my presence, but that of another has been quite significant in these past minutes.
Yes,
yes.
And the small detail, but the extra energy sometimes shows itself with a little whistle in my hearing aid. Sort of electronic feedback. So it is physically manifest.
I do not know whether to